the first place, Dr. Joyce Panda, Her Excellency, made it clear before all the elections results were announced that the voting process was not good enough. I think there were a lot of complaints, not only from the ruling party, but from the other contesting political parties like the UDF and the Malawi Congress Party. The UDF is the United Democratic Front, which is led by Pepede Mmusi. I think about 75% of the voting population didn't agree with the way the voting process went on. So, yes, former President Her Excellency Dr. Joyce Panda is not wallowing in, if I may borrow your words, is not wallowing in any despair in terms of how the whole process went on.
Now, to Mr. Kele, the report we have, if you can clarify for me, is that former President Joyce Banda flatly refused to officially and symbolically hand over power to President-elect Peter Mutharika. Why did she make such a decision?
That's not correct. The former president, Her Excellency Dr. Joyce Banda, did not refuse to officially hand over power to the new president, His Excellency Professor Arthur Peter Mutharika, because in the first place, she is not constitutionally required to hand over power to the new president. Besides the point, but I think the point is that the former president, Her Excellency Dr. Joyce Banda, had her official, we call it a presidential convoy, withdrawn the very first morning that the results were announced. So she had no transport to travel from. In fact, she was in Lilongwe. The inauguration ceremony was happening in Blantyre. So she didn't have transport to Blantyre because the government, is it government or the authorities at that time, had instituted a state house to send cars, the cars or convoy that Her Excellency Dr. Joyce Banda used to use, you know, to Blantyre. So she had no cars to travel to Blantyre. So that's why she didn't attend that inauguration ceremony.
What is she doing now following the loss?
Her Excellency Dr. Joyce Banda is resting. She had quite a hectic time campaigning in the elections. She traveled all over trying to campaign and win the elections. And she never lost, but I think she's resting. I mean,
President Arthur Mutharika said he is willing to meet former President Joyce Banda as part of reconciliation effort to unite the country. Is she available to meet?
I don't think that Her Excellency Dr. Joyce Banda would refuse to meet the new president, His Excellency Professor Arthur Mutharika, if they need to. But if it means meeting the new president because there has to be reconciliation or whatsoever, I don't think that should be the reason for any such kind of a meeting, because there's never been a conflict. I mean, you know, there had been an election, and when that election ended, the courts declared that the results have to be announced. And the results were announced. And the former president, Her Excellency Dr. Joyce Banda, accepted that declaration by the Malawi Electoral Commission that His Excellency Professor Arthur Mutalika had won the elections. And she did make an official announcement to say she had accepted that kind of a declaration that Professor Arthur Mutalika had been declared the winner of the elections, and then that the country has to move on, you know, has to move on for the sake of unity, for the sake of progress and development. I don't see why the former president has to meet the new president. The new president has already gotten down to real business. He's governing the country. The former president is resting. That's all right.